The case from the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty argues Evers illegally used his veto pen to create new laws rather than alter language passed by the legislature. It cites several of the governor's budget vetoes in particular, including one that created a $75 million grant program for local road projects. The organization has acknowledged Wisconsin governors have been using veto pens to do things like that for decades, but said it's time for the practice to stop. The Wisconsin governor has one of the most powerful veto pens in the country, with the ability to delete words, numbers, and punctuation from the state's spending plan. Evers has said the lawsuit is the result of conservatives being unable to move on after losing the governor's office in November. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.